Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the eighth parak of Masechet Baba Kama. We are up to parak Ches Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, if a person physically assaults another person, he has to pay for five different things. Benezek, he has to pay for the damage. Bitzar, he has to pay for the pain, the suffering that the person has. Beripoy, doctor's bills. Beshevis, the time off from work, in recuperating. Or Beboshes, so whatever embarrassment the other guy suffers. So how do we assess these damages? So Benezek, if a guy blinds the other one's eye, he can cuts off his arm, he breaks his leg. We have to look at the person as if you were on the slave market. And we assess the difference in his value over the price he would have commanded prior to the injury and after the injury. Tsar, how do we assess the tsar payment? If he burnt the guy with a hot iron or with a hot nail or something like that, even if it's on a fingernail where it doesn't leave a wound, we have to assess how much a person would be willing to take to suffer this kind of pain. You have to pay for his doctor bills to give him a refuah. If the guy had blisters that came up on his skin, if those blisters were because of the injury, so then you got to pay for that. Shalom machmas hamaka pater, but if they're not as a result of the injury, then you don't have to pay for the blisters. Meaning, if the guy just didn't take care of his injury well enough, and that's why these blisters came, so then that's not your problem. His own negligence in taking care of his injury is not something you're going to have to pay for. Chayse v'nistra, if it kept on healing and then going back to being bad again and then healing again and going back chayv l'raposa, you have to be merapa him each and every time, because that's all part of the expenses of what your assault on him cost him. Chayse called tzarka, but if it was fully healed, ain't chayv l'raposa, then you don't have to continue to heal him any further once it was fully healed, because once it's fully healed, any further wound is not considered to be an extension of the previous wound. Sheves, how do you calculate how much you pay for missed work? Ronos akilu shomer kishuin. You have to view him as if he had the lowest wage possible job. He was earning minimum wage as a cucumber watchman, because since you already paid for the nezek, which is the difference in his value, so you already paid for a lot of the actual loss. So this is just as if he's shomer kishuin. You don't have to pay him what he was actually earning. If he was a lawyer, you don't have to pay by the billable hours. Shekvar nasan lo d'mei yado d'mei raglo. You already paid for the value of his hand and the value of his foot or whatever it is that you had harmed. Boshes hakolafiam vayish vamisbayish. The assessment of boshes really depends on the status of the person who did the embarrassing and who was embarrassed. For example, hamavayish ha'arom, if a person embarrassed a naked person, hamavayish ha'suma, or a blind person who's unable to see, vayimavayish ha'yashen, or a sleeping person, chayiv. You do have to pay for the damage that you, for the embarrassment that you caused him, because they do feel that sense of embarrassment. V'yashin shabiyesh pater. But if a sleeping person embarrassed someone else, he's pater, because you only have to pay for someone if you did it bekavana, for embarrassing someone if you did it bekavana. But if you were sleeping, you couldn't have done it bekavana. Nafal menagag v'hizik v'yesh. If a person fell off a roof and damaged someone and embarrassed him, chayiv al nezek, he has to pay for the nezek, or pater al boshes, but not for the boshes. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'sholcha yado v'achzika b'mavushav enu chayv al boshes Hashem iskavin. When the pasuk describes the payment for embarrassing, it describes a very purposeful act. So if someone's not doing something purposefully, then it's not considered to be included in boshes. Mishnah Bei, zechomer badami b'shar. In a certain sense, this is why a person is more chomer than a shar. When a person injures somebody else, we're more machmer on him than when a shar injures somebody else. Shadam mishalim nezek al ribishav seboshes. If an adam amazik, he has to pay all five of these payments. Umishalim demei vlados. And if he caused a pregnant woman to have a miscarriage, he has to pay for that as well. V'sharein umishalim el nezek upatim demei vlados. But the shar is only going to pay nezek. He's not going to pay tzar ribishav seboshes, and is pater from paying anything to do with demei vlados. So to review review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a person assaults another person, he's chayiv nezik, tzar ripush of zimboshes. We discussed how to assess the damage. Nezik is based on slave market value. Tzar is based on how much a person would be willing to take to suffer that pain. Ripoy is his refuah. We went through some details. If his wound doesn't fully heal, you have to pay for each time it gets worse. But once it fully heals, you no longer have to pay. Shevis, you pay for a minimum wage, as if you were a minimum wage employee. And boshes, only for those types of boshes that are bekavana. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that in two ways, a human assaulting another human being is worse than an animal causing damage. One is that you pay all five of these payments as opposed to by an animal where you only pay one. And the second is that you pay dmei vlados if you cause a woman to miscarry, whereas an animal would not pay dmei vlados. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parches Mishnah Gimel.